I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. What a very intriguing and interesting experience I had with Marisol. It's so funny, you know, sometimes I enter a Zoom room and immediately I go right into my speech. We start, this was a little bit different. We started chit-chatting just a little bit about unique things, nothing even specific. And I found myself throughout her session reflecting back on this, saying, oh my God. Spirit was totally preparing her for what was about to happen. Because Marisol came in with no expectations whatsoever. She didn't know what was going to happen, even though she had so many losses. She didn't know what to expect, what was going to happen, what wasn't going to happen. And I just think before we get to it, I just like to take a moment of silence for all that have been lost in school shootings. I hope you all enjoy this very powerful, beautiful, intriguing episode of Hey Spirit. God bless. Very nice to meet you. And you pronounce your name Marisol?
Marisol.
Marisol.
You can call me Sol. It's easier.
Oh, Soul. Oh, I love that. Uh-huh. Awesome. Well, very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So I'm assuming you're a supporter of what I do.
Yes. Yes. I've been watching you a long time. I actually wrote in to the show
like
2008 and been waiting.
But oh my God, how amazing. Well, here we are.
It's waited for now for a reason. So,
you know, I always say that, you know, and sometimes it might not always be the reason that we think it might be for, right? And it always turns out that spirit always gives us exactly what we need at the exact moment, even if we weren't expecting it or even if we never thought, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm super excited to meet you, and I want to thank you for supporting what I do all these years, because I always say, without you, I would not be able to do what I do, so that's why I love and appreciate you very much. So you wrote into the show. Did you call the hotline?
For the podcast, yes, like randomly, multiple times.
And I guess because I say that, because I always think people say, well, I'm not going to call because I'm not going to get picked, or no one's going to call me back, right?
Yeah.
But my point being, Soul, is that you said you wrote in 2008.
Yeah.
Never heard from anybody, right? So here we are, 2023.
Yeah.
So a long time. I guess that's a message. You know, it's so interesting. Like I already feel like, you know, when I say things, the minute I become connected with someone, I say things because I feel like spirit is pushing me to. And, you know, whether if this is a clear validation of spirit saying, you know what, this is the right time, even though you've been wanting something for so long, now is really the perfect time. And, you know, even for anyone listening, this is why I love the podcast of should I call, shouldn't I call? I don't know. I never win anything, whatever it may be, or I always win. You never know what life holds.
It's kind of funny because I now looking back at it, like waiting for this day to come, I don't think I would have been in the right headspace back then. Mm-hmm. Which now I feel like, okay, I'm in a good headspace. Like, I don't know what could happen because I don't know what I need.
You're 1,000% correct. And what I love about that even more so was that you're really coming into this reading with no expectations, right?
Mm-mm, not at all.
And not at I all. Always say when people do that, I feel that they have the best experience because it's almost like you're just ready to embrace whatever spirit puts out there today.
Yeah. Like I almost feel like it's not for me.
You never know. What people also don't realize is how powerful messages can be.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm excited to see what spirit has in store for you today. Well, so even though you've been,
lot of them over there. So good luck.
Jeez. I already had a very, very interesting day today. I guess spirit has more interesting things for me today. Yeah. So even though you've been a follower for so many years, very familiar with what I do, I always like to give a little quick speech because that is my sign to your loved ones that I am ready to work. And more importantly, it kind of refreshes your mind of my expectations of today and truly what my wish is for you. And sometimes it is also to get someone to kind of relax a little bit. So my wish for you today, soul, is that you receive the messages that bring you the most peace, comfort, and joy. If there are any burdens and guilts or should have, could have, would have that you are carrying connected to your loved one's departure, hopefully be able to release those or start to let those things go so you can heal. That is why I do what I do. How I see the souls of the departed are very different. I see shadows and silhouettes, but more importantly, I feel the emotional bond that you shared with them or how you knew them here in the physical world. So I am going to first start with the mother figure that is departed. So mom for me, if it's not your mom, then it would be grandmother, aunt, or someone that was like a mom to you.
Both of my grandmothers have passed.
Okay. And where does the dad come in that's departed?
My dad.
Okay. So know that your dad steps forward. And validating that he's with the grandmothers on the other side, that he's not alone. Because even though I feel that you've lost loved ones, it's almost this thing of like your dad. And usually a dad wouldn't say this. Usually like a child might say this or someone young that passes. But your dad is like, she needs to know that my soul is not alone. That I am with all the other loved ones on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is your dad gone for some time?
No, it was his year anniversary just passed.
Okay. Well, there had been a lot of changes in your life only because your dad said to me, he goes, oh my God, can you believe how she changed? So when souls say that, it's my symbol for either that they're gone for some time and or however long they're gone. And in this case, your dad's only gone a year. But you've had a lot of changes in this year. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
These are the things that I was talking about when we were chatting before, you know, in my speech of how spirit blows my mind every time.
Yeah.
To say that you've been through so much and how different you are. But it's almost, it's like your dad says it with such pride. And how proud he is of you. So know that with every change that you've had within this past year, as difficult as it's been, know that your dad's soul hasn't left you.
That's good. That's good to know. I feel him around me.
When you said, when we were chatting a little bit before, and you said, you know, I feel like I'm in a really good headspace right now. I heard someone say to me, now, I didn't know it was your dad, but now he's validating that it was him. He says, she just needs the peace and comfort in knowing that I'm proud of her.
Yeah, I think about that a lot. It was funny, like last week, I actually just had this conversation with my mom. We were sitting in my office and I was like, man, I wish daddy was around so I could just have those conversations with him, like pick his brain about stuff.
I'm also going to say this, Sol, you have this connection with your dad. Like, you know, when you're thinking about something and you ask him something in your mind, it's literally like you are getting the answer from him. Is that correct? You're feeling it. You're getting that answer. Correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Know that that feeling, what you feel, what you think is your dad, know that it is your dad. Know that that is his soul that hasn't left you. And I almost feel like, did you ever, it's almost like he made me feel like you really came into your own this past year, but it's almost like, it was almost like you were like a snake in the sense of that you just shedded everything that was weighing you down, anything and everything that was holding you back from who God intended you to be.
I would agree with that completely. I changed not career fields, but agencies.
He just made me feel like you shedded the things that were holding you back.
Yeah. Yeah. I told my mom, it's like, I forgot how much I loved what I went to school for. It's been a good change.
So know how proud your dad is of you.
Thank you.
Did you have an issue with your throat or do you sing or?
My God. My dad used to love to hear me sing, but I don't sing nearly as often as probably I should. My nephew, which is his oldest grandson, sings mariachi music, and we were just singing here at the house, me and him.
Perfect. I want to share this with you because these are the things that blow me away about Spirit. Your dad literally made me feel like I had like a sore throat from singing too much. So whatever that is, and I
he
love
liked
that,
to sing a lot.
There's so many validations with this. It's validating that he loved to hear you sing, and yeah. I am going to say that it soothed his soul to hear you again. And it's almost like you forgot in that moment the other day how much you missed singing.
Yeah.
That music.
Yeah. I love singing mariachi music. And I remember before daddy got sick, he had told me, like, when I die at my funeral, I want you to sing this song. And I'm like, okay. But I couldn't get it. Like, this specific song, I couldn't get it. But I was like, okay, well, I'll sing to you in the car.
So I love how he's validating still the family times that his soul was present for that. And it's almost like literally he just looked at me, he goes, Teresa, they sang their faces off. He said, because literally I feel like my throat is dry and scratchy. And it's like, because I was just did way too much singing.
Yeah. Yeah. In the moment, the vocals is difficult.
So validating that your dad's soul was present for that.
Wow.
Okay. So with that type of performance, there's certain attire that you would wear. Is that correct?
Yes.
Like a certain type of suit.
The trajes. Uh-huh.
Did your dad have that suit?
Not a traje, but my nephew sings in a mariachi band or a mariachi group, and they just got their trajes this week. I think yesterday.
Perfect. Yeah. Validating that your dad, and your dad's looking at him, he's like, that was good, Teresa. I didn't think you were going to get that. But do you see how my signs, have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So know that when he received, because he kept showing me where you would see mariachi music in a restaurant or people playing or performing their attire. I don't want to call it a costume. I'm going to say their tuxedo or their suit. How it's so specific, you know exactly what it is. or what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, and my nephew sings with the varsity mariachi for the high school, but my dad never got to see him perform. Oh. My dad was already bedbound and he wasn't. And that was one of the one things that we knew that he missed it and he wanted to be there. But
he didn't. No. I have never had that before. I didn't even know there was a specific name for that type of attire.
Yeah.
To validate that your dad, his grandfather, his soul was present when it was presented to him. Wow. Knows and watches and how proud he is of his accomplishments. Oh. It's almost like I feel like, I don't know if you said it or your mom said it or someone in the family said it. It's almost like they can see your dad in him when he's singing.
We get that a lot. Yeah. We get that a lot.
Know that that is your dad's soul letting his presence be known. And your dad says, I don't want anyone to feel, because I feel like your dad was ill, but I feel like things went very quickly. So what that means is I don't want anyone to feel that they should have spent more time with me or said, I should have did this. I could have done more. I could have done that. If only I knew that dad was going to pass so quickly. Right. He says, I don't want anyone to carry that burden. Your dad just said to me, he goes, you know, there's something about that no one really, like, there was this thing where we had this hope that I was going to get better.
I don't think anybody really thought that he was going to go.
And he already validated that, correct? Mm-hmm. By saying, if I couldn't live my life on my terms, I couldn't sit by and watch my family watch me like this.
Absolutely.
He made me feel like what your mom feels like. It's almost like she still feels numb. Like she still can't believe that he actually died.
Yeah.
He just said to me, she also feels that she wishes she could have done more for me. Or maybe if she did this or did that, maybe he wouldn't have died. Or maybe he wouldn't have gone so quickly.
Yeah. I think we both struggle with that.
That's why she's not really, quote unquote, seeing me. Because she's also afraid.
Yes. Yeah. Because she mentioned it the other day that she wishes she could hear his boots one more time, but she doesn't want to hear the boots because it would spook
her. There you go.
Yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Your dad is congratulating you on something. So did you just get a promotion, a new role, or did you just get something? Like, I feel like that there's something where you need to be congratulated on.
So I'm a social worker, and I am working on upgrading my license to a clinical license. So that's where my role changed.
Quote, unquote, promotion.
Yeah.
Do you know someone that... there's two young souls that stepped forward. It was a boy and a girl. But I feel like I'm going to start with the boy that died.
Okay.
This young soul. I don't know if it was a friend of yours and or it was someone that you tried to help.
Well, one of my best friends was has already passed.
Okay, but that's not something that just recently happened. Is that correct?
Recently? Oh, so I don't know if it's... I work... Part of with my new role is that I now go and do mental health in Uvalde. So I don't know if it's... That's the only thing that I could think of.
Okay, so who... Did someone just recently pass?
It was the shooting that happened last May. The school shooting. So that's the only thing that I could think of. I mean, it was recent. It
okay,
was in
wait
May
a minute.
Of last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, newly for me is within 2 years. Okay. So yeah. let's back up because I'm looking and I'm seeing all of these young souls.
Yeah.
And I feel like I go to each soul and I feel like they want to thank you for trying to help me and for everything that you did for me.
So in my, wow, going back to our beginning statement, in these were kind of thoughts in that when I didn't know what this session was going to be for, that it was like, if this is an opportunity that they need to communicate with their families, then I hope they take it.
And that's why you said to me that this isn't about me.
Yeah.
And your dad said, this is about my daughter. I want this to be about my daughter. She needs this. But here it is. Here we are in this moment, Marisol, of talking about your new promotion, your job. And I see all these things and they just, all these souls, just every soul I went to, they wanting to thank you and thank you and thank you. And your dad looked at me and he said, this is who my daughter is. And this is who my daughter will always be.
Wow.
Her life will always be about everyone else, even though she takes very good care of herself in creating positive, amazing energy.
Yeah.
For herself.
Yeah.
And very careful on how she chooses to use that energy and protecting her space. This is something that I could not mm-hmm. not allow to happen for her.
Wow. Yeah. I knew it was him that did all of this. I knew it was him.
And I'm going to say this. Your dad said, as much as my daughter feels that she is at peace with my departure, she still deserves the gift of healing and peace. And if I had to do it through her work, then so be it.
Wow. Wow.
How do you connect with the number six? Is it the month of June, the sixth of a month, or so you work at a school where there was a school shooting?
No. So I work, I'm a social worker, and I moved to a mental health setting. So the agency that I work for is part of, we went to Uvalde. We were about an hour away from each other from where the school shooting happened. So 2 days okay. after the shooting occurred, we set up shop in Uvalde, and ever since that day, we've been going every week to provide mental health therapy for whoever in response of the shooting.
Okay. Now there are different aspects of this that we need to talk about.
Okay.
I feel like there is a soul trying to come forward where you were helping their sibling connected about their death.
A sibling? Not that I know of.
Okay. Did you ever see the movie My Girl?
Yes.
It's about a young boy and a young girl. They're very, very close and he ends up dying.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So that's what they're showing me. So how can you connect that with?
That's probably my best friend. So, he passed. And I'm still very close with his family, but his youngest brother is the one that has had the most difficulty with it, with the death.
And you've been trying to help him?
Yeah, over the years.
Okay. So know that he wants to take this opportunity to thank you.
Wow.
for helping his brother. And I feel like he still has all of these ups and downs and struggles. And he made me feel like I'm sorry for the times where he kind of keeps you at a safe distance. Do you understand that? Where he's, you know.
In their own way.
Yeah. He says, I want to thank you for always bringing the peace and comfort to my family.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know how to, I guess Spirit's trying to show me something that I'm not familiar with. The gentleman that passed, your good friend, because I almost felt like you were very, very close to him.
Absolutely.
It was almost like you lost your brother the day he died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like he's gone. It's not like he just passed. It's been some time. But yet you still think of him as he was still here. You talk to him.
Yeah. Yeah. He died in 2007.
Wow. Yeah. He looked at me and he goes, you know, I thought I was going to marry her one day.
You know,
I go, really? Yeah.
So after he died, I found out that he was in the military. He died in Iraq.
Oh.
And the day before he died, we had just found out when his R&R time was going to be. Then he passed, and his best friend told me that his plan was during his R&R he was going to propose. Which is funny now looking back, because it's like we weren't even dating at that time. But that was what he
wanted.
And
here we are all these years later and him acknowledging that. So yeah. Now I know why I was very confused, because I didn't understand. I kept seeing shootings, explosions. Like I kept seeing all of this chaos and I didn't know where to place it.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest. School shootings or even someone passing in Iraq is not something common. It's not an everyday thing. People, unfortunately, like the reading that I just had, unfortunately, the young boy was murdered. And, you know, so when Spirit brings me through certain things and they make me feel, and I think I even said out loud to you, I don't know what they're trying to show me.
Yeah. Well, and it could have been from any angle, because unfortunately,
I think it's
more than one person die from that.
We're going to get there, because I feel like now that I understand it, like I understand a little bit of what now they're trying to show me.
Okay.
Okay. So know that this is his way of letting you know that, yes, that was true. I was going to propose to you. That's how much you meant to me.
Wow.
He says, I don't have any regrets in my life, he says, but I do wish that we could have had a life together. But I am very grateful for what we did have, because it was something truly special.
Yeah, he was amazing. He was one of my best friends.
He goes, and I'm surprised you haven't told her how good looking I am.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I got this great body. I look fantastic. He goes, what's wrong with you, Teresa? Why didn't you tell her?
That's totally him. Yes, that is totally him.
Oh, my God.
That's
so
hilarious.
I love. And here's the other thing. I keep saying to him, I'm like, this is crazy. Like, how would I even know? Like, him saying, I was going to marry her one day.
Yeah.
And then to find out after he died that he was going to propose to you.
Yeah, nobody really knows.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Mm-hmm. So there are actually four other souls stepping forward. So I'm going to try to separate them as much as I can. And I haven't seen this in a very, very long time. Years ago, I had done something privately for the families of Sandy Hook.
Okay.
So that's what they're showing me. So there has to be a child that passed, or children that passed that day of the school shooting that you are in contact with their family?
It's part of my work, so I really can't talk about it, but
We don't have to. There's also, I just want you to know the souls that are present.
Okay.
There's also staff. So now, was staff also departed that day as well in the school shooting?
Yes. So there were children and teachers.
Okay. So know that they all step forward. I do see a teacher over the students. Okay. Where if that's how they were found, but I felt like I was protecting my students. That's how I felt. To validate, look, we don't have to talk about anything. They just want to make their souls present in saying, please let my family know that as terrifying as that day was for everyone, our soul, and it's got to be something about feeling protected and somewhat safe.
Okay.
Because I keep feeling this and them saying to me that their souls are at peace with God.
Okay.
Now, I don't know much about this or like what would be going on, say, now. Because, you know, in the news, we do hear, unfortunate, of all the tragedies, but we don't hear about the things that go on afterwards. So, you know, especially me not living in that state or town. Fair enough.
Yes.
They showed me like the school is being rebuilt.
They're making a new school.
Okay. Yeah. As long as you understand it, this is all I care about. They're showing me it's almost like the memorial that they have in Washington, D.C. for 9/11, where they have it's like the benches and then the water and the lights for those that perished in the Pentagon that day. Okay. So they're showing me that and they're showing me like rebuilding it. So whatever it is that they're building, they're making me feel like there's going to be some type of serenity place in memory of those that died that day. Fair enough?
Yes. That it's coming?
Yes.
Okay.
It's validating that there's going to be something done and to validate that the souls are at peace.
Okay. Yeah.
They're very empowered about what is being done in memory of them.
Wow. That's great. Yeah. There's been a lot of memorials. I don't want to call it graffiti art, but like spray paint. I don't know. Pictures of all of them.
Murals.
Yes. Couldn't think of the word.
That's a change because usually I can't think of the word.
Yeah.
I want to explain this to you because, again, why I take the time to explain things like this is because it really validates the strength of the souls. And even though we have all of these young souls, right?
Babies.
And so many people that perished because I feel like this, what is being done, they made me feel like I could walk onto this property. I could acknowledge them, but feel this peace. And that is what they're making me feel like what these murals are doing for people.
Yeah.
Almost like, and this is the most incredible thing. When I did a special for the 9/11 20 year anniversary, and I visited in Pennsylvania and in DC. And when I stepped foot in Pennsylvania in Shanksville, I felt things that I had never felt before. And I don't think I ever will. And they just made me feel that, but placed me on school grounds. So it has to be something of peace and serenity, and where I can look at this and feel the peace.
Wow. Okay.
Now, there is something also about these children, because one of them looked at me and said, I didn't even know what was happening.
Oh, wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Whether if this is for the families that wonder if their child was afraid and was looking for their mom or were, I'll even hear this, use the term screaming for their mom.
Okay.
They made me feel like it was almost like we didn't even know what was happening. And then before we knew it, we were in heaven.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if there's something that you share with some of your, I'll use the patients, clients, people that you help, where, because they said to me, tell her that heaven is for real.
Okay.
And they brought me over this beautiful bridge. And it was almost like I just saw, it was almost like me transforming from like in The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy goes to Oz, right? And it's like I cross over here and it's so vibrant. It's beautiful. You can't even explain how beautiful it is. And I can hear the waterfall and the babbling brooks and, you know, the field of flowers and the peace that I feel. And I looked over at your dad and I saw your dad and he was wiping his face of tears. And I said, what are you feeling? Well, like, is there something that you want to say to me? And he says, I need my daughter to know how proud I am of her. Because of the work that she does is not easy.
No.
He says, it's kind of like you, Teresa. You make what you do look so easy and effortless. And your dad, he says, the reason why I was crying was because I watched what those souls just brought me through and what I had to feel. And he says, how you were able to deliver that and translate that to my daughter with such dignity and grace. He says, that's what my daughter does. Don't be afraid to incorporate your faith, heaven, your spiritual beliefs with your clients.
Okay.
Your dad is a little bossy right now.
Okay.
Because I just said, I just said to him, I go, well, I typically don't talk about things like this. He goes, you're supposed to talk about the things that I tell you to talk about, right? I go, yes. He goes, well, you just keep talking. I go, okay.
I would say that I have to be very mindful because I don't want to offend somebody, you know, if correct. I have.
Listen, I feel the same way. Like, it's the same thing. How do you, you know, listen, what I do, I feel is driven and guided 100% by God. Some people might not believe in God. So I always say to people, listen, as long as you believe in something, you want to call them God, you want to call them Yahweh, Buddha, Mother Earth, a higher power. We have to believe in something. Your dad made me feel like you have the ability to give people their faith back, no matter what that means for them. Is it faith in themselves? Is it a faith in an afterlife? Is it a faith in their marriage, in their family, or actually in God? Because how does someone have faith or believe in God when something like this, when we have a school shooting or someone that goes off and serves our country and fights for our freedom and they die? How fair is that, and how could God allow that?
I think this is probably also a message for my son, because he just mentioned it to me not too long ago that he feels he's an atheist.
Maybe if your son understands that we don't have to specifically say God, we could say anything. We could say the universe, a higher power, whatever it may be. But there's got to be something. I did not make up. Your father just sat here and said to me, Teresa, my daughter didn't even tell anyone who died. Is that correct?
No, I didn't tell anybody. Like on your show? Mm-mm.
Yeah, like no. When they contacted you, when you even spoke to Alex before coming into the Zoom, right?
Nope.
Not one person.
No. She didn't even know the proximity to Uvalde.
I don't even know that. I know zilch.
Yeah.
It's hard. We fear what we don't know. Look, yeah. I feared my gift. I have no explanation on what happens with me. And your dad is having me do this for your son. I've said it for years. I've said, I don't know what happens to me. All of a sudden, I feel like I have no personal thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And I start saying things that mean nothing to me, but are life-changing to the person in front of me. I actually did something on Dr. Oz. I don't know if you've seen this, where Dr. Amen, who's a brain expert, read my brain as I was channeling. And he said, I access a part of my brain that we typically don't. And it's almost like when I'm channeling, I have no activity in my brain. My brain flatlines. Explain it. I don't have an explanation. So, you know, when people say, oh, she does this, she does that, I'm like, oh, I love how people are saying how I do this. I don't even know how this works.
Yeah.
And I say this to your son with everything of who I am. I don't know what's going to happen when we die. I do know that when we die, we are greeted by our loved ones that have gone on before us. And I know that the people here in the physical world that are left behind will miss us terribly. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's an afterlife. There is no explanation in anything that was said to you today. Right?
Right.
Sometimes we have to just trust and believe our gut, our intuition.
Absolutely.
And for your son, I'm going to be very honest. And you know what? If there is nothing, then we're not going to know about it, right? So why not live, right? Believing in something positive that makes us feel better and uplifted. And if there's nothing, well, then there's nothing and we're never going to know because there's nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
He did want me to ask you something.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah. Okay. He wanted to know if his dogs were okay.
I heard yes. Why do I feel like you had no choice but to put one of the dogs down?
Yes. So the way that I understand is one of them had to be put down.
Okay.
I think he had cancer.
Validating that the dogs are at peace. Safe with all of the souls that have gone on. They don't live the way we live here in the physical world, but they're being cared for all, from all, I should say.
Right.
Do you speak to the dog in Spanish?
Yeah. His name, he has a Spanish name.
Oh, because I said, I looked at your father and your father goes, well, they talk to the dog in Spanish. He's not listening. I go, what? What?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
His name is, okay. Yeah.
His name is Oso, but it's bear in Spanish. So. That's funny.
What a cute validation for your son. It's hard. I mean, to think of children today of what they and even the work that you do, right? And having a school shooting so close to home, fair enough?
Right.
How that affects people. And in this case, even your son. It is not a coincidence that we had this conversation. I said things to you in my speech that I typically don't. About how people lose faith, right? Mm-hmm. For whatever reason. And here it comes full circle. That it's almost like, I can almost feel God's presence in saying, you can struggle and question, but know that God is always here for you.
Wow. Okay.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
What a very, very unique experience you had today. I really feel like, you know, and again, our conversation, it was like, we didn't know what was going to happen, what we were going to expect. And here it was, you had so many souls step forward.
I told you, I warned you. Can I ask if,
yeah,
I don't know if he's ran into the person we talked about, if my dad has.
Oh, your was going to be significant other?
No, no. His grandfather.
I'm sorry?
My dad's grandfather.
Oh, he referred to him as the generation man. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? The generation man.
Generation man. I don't know.
So this would be your great-grandfather?
Right.
Do you have the picture of him in front of, like, the house? Or he made me feel like this old, old picture. Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
I wanted to validate that all of the souls are together. All of the souls that are connected here in the physical world and that are connected to you, they are connected on the other side.
Okay.
Your great-grandfather's property, does someone still own it, or was there a conversation about the property?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Is it in another country?
Kind of. So it's in a different part of Texas, but I think generations ago it was still Mexico. So
because I said, why do you refer to him as the generation man? I didn't, I never heard that before. I didn't even know what that meant. But then he just brought me to, it's almost like he built this land. He built this home. Like, this is where he established his family. So, so wait, there's a part of Texas that used to be part of Mexico?
Well, Texas used to be a part of Mexico.
Oh.
And my dad's
Listen, do you have to call me out that I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed,
I'm
Marisol?
So my dad's side of the family has always lived in Texas since when Texas was still Mexico, if that makes
okay.
sense.
Yeah, it has to be something because he's referring to him as the generation man. So there's got to be something. I'm not going to get that. I don't know what that is. But it has to be something on, like, the man that started it all type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I know that my dad used to say that his grandfather, like, if there was any problems going on, that's who it was called to figure it out, to set everybody straight.
Or to get things going, to get things started.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like the law of the land.
Perfect. Validating that all of the souls are... Was your dad named after him or for him?
No. My dad's brother.
Oh.
So my great-grandfather was Juan. And so there's three generations of... Oh, then maybe that's why. Yeah. Yes. Oh, how sweet.
See?
I never met him. Yeah. I never got to meet him. He died before I was born.
Wow. Amazing.
Because of him, he enforced very heavily going to school, mm-hmm. get your degree, get your education.
Wow.
And so all of, I mean, he set the groundwork for wow. his kids and his grandkids to be able to succeed in life.
And still has, because you mm-hmm. still tell that story.
Every day. I actually just got it tattooed.
What? Wait, so, what is that? I can't, it's all blurry. I can't say.
Oh, my dad grew up a migrant farm worker. So they would travel from fields all over the U.S. picking oh, wow. whatever, vegetables, cotton, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up picking himself up by his bootstraps and getting to school, and he got his medical degree. So he became an internal medicine physician. And so my tattoo, it's kind of like an ode to that, where it's the medical caduceus, but the wings are substituted for the farm worker wings.
Wow.
So they're flags. So it's like,
yeah. Wow.
So I have them with me all the time.
You carry him within your soul with every breath that you take.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What a very, very amazing and unique experience you had.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Oh, well,
thank you.
This was definitely a validation of you knew it, that you didn't feel that it was so much about you today. But I feel as much as it was about others, there were so many specific messages just for you. And that
Absolutely.
Is what I loved about your experience, where your loved ones channeled with not only their personality, but also with yours of who you are and what you do and how much you give of yourself and take care of others. But your dad was here today to make sure that you were taken care of as well. And I love that.
Doesn't surprise me.
I love that.
Thank you.
Your dad just, I watched his soul lean over and kiss you, and he kind of said something in Spanish, but I don't know what it was. I want to thank you again for giving me the privilege of sharing my gift and for trusting me with the souls of your loved ones.
Oh, thank you so much, Teresa.
Thank you.
It's been
don't thank me.
Amazing
thank them.
Experience.
Amazing. How amazing. And think about it. If you got a reading all those years ago, right?
Yeah.
And your dad just passed a year ago. That's what you needed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing.
Hi, my name is Marisol, and I'm from Del Rio, Texas. I was definitely looking forward to talking to my dad, and flying colors came through. I didn't know what to expect when I was going into the reading. Just like I said, I think I was in a really good way. I still feel like I'm in a really good headspace. So I didn't know what I needed from the reading. So that was most interesting for me. Definitely. I think probably the singing, when she mentioned about my dad knowing of me and my nephew singing here at the house, and that my nephew does mariachi locally, yeah, people know because it's on Facebook, but there's no way that Teresa would have known that. And I think I was pleasantly surprised about the Valda kids and the staff from Robb Elementary. I think I'm still trying to process what just happened. I mean, it was an amazing experience, and I'm glad for it. I'm glad that my heart is not racing as much as it was during the sessions. I think my biggest takeaway is just that heaven's for real, and our loved ones are gone, but they're not very far removed. I hope that those families from Uvalde gain some sort of peace. I'm sure that they will connect more to those messages than I did. I hope that they get some comfort out of what their loved ones were trying to tell them. Yeah, I think peace, a little giddy still, but I'm glad that I was able to experience this. Thankful for being able to be part of this experience.
something I realized after the reading was over was in regards to the reflection pool comment made by the Uvalde spirits. I was initially under the impression that they were talking about upcoming memorials that are being planned in their honor. But I realized later that they were likely talking about the existing memorials that the community has made. There is a memorial right off of the main road of the city. It surrounds the downtown fountain, and it's also within walking distance of some hand-painted murals that were created in dedication to each one of their lives. So I'm pretty sure that's actually what they were referring to.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.